views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan. Welcome to the 20 on Transformation Talk. So stay tuned for the next experience, the instant relief of your intuition to solve life's challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, I have one of my favorite energetic practitioners, and that is Phil Free. And he is... He first began using energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms in 1998. And he has continued to apply energy techniques for everyday issues to facilitate improvement for himself, his family, friends, clients, and feels strongly that others can benefit from it too. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents. He grew up bilingual and received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. Phil grew up and down the coast of California before settling in Tucson, Arizona in 2009 with his family. I first met Phil at a seminar in 2008. We have been working with each other since to clear energy and to hone our craft. It is my pleasure to have Phil on the show to some energy. We are just having a little bit of an issue reaching Phil at this moment. So we are going to just get in touch with him. And in the meantime, what we're planning to talk about on the show today is we were talking about communication, actually, which is kind of funny when you think of it. And the communication, you know, whether it's knee-jerk, whether we're we can take criticism or not, or improve our abilities to communicate with others. And so we will have Phil on in a minute here, but I'll just talk a little bit about that today until we grab him here, that we, as human beings right now, have a lot of information thrown our way. And so a lot of that information is coming up through the media. It's coming in through different networks. And as I said, we operate on many, many levels. So a lot of people are feeling these energies coming in without realizing that, you know, that they are where they're really coming from. Once we identify this and we get in touch with that, we can find the weakness and we can then shift it in a better way. So what I mean by that is a lot of times people will have a problem with their health and, you know, they'll think it's their health, but it's actually their fitness, or they'll think they have a problem with their finances, but it's actually a problem with their relationships. And so the only way, like if we think about it and think about it, you know, and we're thinking about solving the problem by, focusing on what we think it is, and it's not that, then we end up in a situation where we have poor communication within ourselves, and our internal forces go weak. So we want to keep what I talk about with the triad, we want to keep that strong so that when information comes from outside of us that maybe throws us a little bit off balance, or we want to keep our body and our soul and our spirit really strong. And when we, when information comes in from external forces and it shakes us up, sometimes it'll have an effect on our internal forces. And so we want to stay strong within ourselves and be able to listen to our intuition, listen to what the question is from ourselves, what the answer is, and move forward in from a place of strength rather than, you know, it's kind of like when you're in the eye of the storm, when you're in the eye of the storm, that it's quiet, there's clarity. But if you're in the chaos that the storm is creating around you and things are flying around and you're in fear and in chaos, then it's almost impossible to get the answers that we need to be in a place of being able to make strong choices and to be able to make these choices from a place of neutrality. And so, you know, you can think about that, like being in the eye of the storm. We just had Hurricane Matthew, you know, going through Florida and Haiti and all of the damage. We can see that can be done. But when you're in the eye of the storm and you're not focusing on all the effects of the negative effects, then you can find the solutions that would better your communication. And so a lot of us do have a problem sometimes when we are communicating with others. And we quite often, a lot of us have a lot of different personalities and a lot of different kind of caps that we put on. So I explain this kind of like when we are, you know, if we're going to a meeting, you know, with, you know, for a PTA meeting, we're going to wear a cap. You know, if we're going to work and we need to talk to adults, we're going to wear that cap. When we're working with young children, you know, we're going to put on a different cap. So it's kind of, we all have these kind of personality traits that we operate from. And when we understand within ourselves these traits better, then we're able to, you know, use the appropriate personality trait for the appropriate action. And so this is about really understanding, getting a better understanding of who we are and being in a place of moving towards that. We do have a couple of callers here, and we are working to get Phil on the show. He'll be on any minute here. And but we'll take the first call from Chelsea from New York. Chelsea, are you there? Hello, Chelsea, are you there?
Hello. Yes, hello.
Hi, Chelsea. Hi. Hi. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Chelsea?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good, good. Hello. What can Phil and I do for you today?
I'm hoping to shift. I create a lot of chaos and drama in my interpersonal relationships.
Okay. And I like to get a baseline from people to see how much it's bothering you. When you think about that, it's coming up like you're sabotaging yourself in your communication with others.
Yes.
So this is perfect. You know, this is what we want to talk about today. So, you know, on the scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst, how do you feel about that? Where are you sitting on that scale when you think about sabotaging yourself in this way?
I'd say about a 9.
Okay. And now, so getting in touch with that, I just, because we're going to take a quick break here in a minute, and I would just like to get, how do you feel you're doing this? Like what is generally manifesting?
I push away.
In your
push and pull.
Communication.
And play a lot
push
of games.
Pull?
Push and pull.
Okay.
And play a lot of mental games.
All right,
games.
So we're just... Oh, Okay, so what we're going to do is we're just going to let you hold that thought. And we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, if you'll hang on, Phil should be back on, and we will work with you to shift this. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today, feel free, when we return, we will continue with the show and we will make some shift happen.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic fields induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is Phil Free, and we have Chelsea from New York on the line. Phil, are you there now?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having
me. Yay! So Chelsea has called in, and she's at a 9 on a scale of 0 to 10, really being bothered by the fact that she's aware that she's sabotaging her relationships, but she doesn't know why. And Chelsea, are you there?
I am, and I also thought about it. I push and pull, but I also lash out and say really hurtful things that I really don't mean, and I just lose control.
Okay, Phil?
Okay, so you're saying, like, in a sense, your emotions get the best of you, right?
Yes.
So Yeah, okay. So it's just going to strengthen you to that experience, just remembering that emotions, you know, they come and go, you know, as do a lot of feelings and things like that and sensations. And they don't necessarily represent how we feel fundamentally. So just being strong to just recognizing whether it's a good thing to express or not when it comes up. But some people are a little bit more emotional than others. And for some people, it's really a challenge for them to neutralize the emotions in a sense, or, you know, catch the emotions as they're coming up and decide consciously whether they want to act on those emotions or express those emotions or not. So for you,
I
just being able to consciously decide, you don't have to express every emotion. You feel a lot of them, but you don't have to express them all. Just decide which ones might be worth your while and which ones aren't. Just, will this get me closer to what I want, or will this get me further away from what I want? So are you able to identify, right? Identify some of the emotions that you go through, and then ask yourself when you're not upset about these emotions, oh, should I really act on this one? Should I really act on that one when that one comes up? You know, things like that.
When you get in touch with that, Chelsea, how does that feel to you?
It went down to about 4 or 5. Went down quite a bit.
Yeah, I could feel you sliding down there. So now, since that we're talking about communication, what it's coming up a fear you have. What's your fear?
I have a fear of like rejection, maybe abandonment.
Yeah, and this is what Majaya talks about in the karmic spaces. It's the karmic space of pride. And people, when we get kind of caught up in where, like, and it's also the need to be right. Pride and the need to be right are really closely entwined. And it's just coming up that this fear of rejection, it causes people either to act in a very arrogant way or in a very submissive way. And so kind of like those two extremes I'm getting for you, like being strong to being submissive and in your words, and also being more the harsh words. That's the word that's coming up for me here. Yeah. So I'm going to work on that. And Phil, what else would you like to work on with her?
So you just strengthening, would you say that you feel like other people don't necessarily understand you, and maybe that's part of the reason your emotions are coming up?
Yeah.
You feel as though others don't understand you? Is that part of the issue? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so, okay, good. So, as far as that, it's just, all of us, we all have aspects in our personalities where we have certain qualities, but we also have certain flaws, if you'd like. And it sounds to me like one of your challenges is to value yourself, basically, and not to look for validation from others, especially intimate ones, like people like a partner or your parents, maybe if you think back to your childhood. So recognizing the value in you as an individual, and when you recognize that, you won't seek it as much in others or expect them to understand your every problem. And you may not understand everybody else's every problem, but at the same time, it's like, you want to be strong to understanding that not others will express, will automatically devote their time to listening to your problems all the time. So, and if you are going to talk about your problems, that you're willing to listen to others' problems as well. To understand that people do, actually go through a lot of the same things that somebody who gets emotional like yourself might be going through. They just don't necessarily express all the emotions the way you do, or the range of emotions that you do.
Phil, when you get in touch with this, would you say that's a masculine, feminine energy thing?
Well, I feel like it sort of always plays in a degree, because, I mean, even from the simple yin-yang point of view, you got the masculine energy and the feminine. So, and we do a lot of this thing where we're noticing, is it balanced? Is that balance between masculine and feminine? So, I mean, there's always a little bit that could be strengthened one way or another when it comes to masculine and feminine. And so when it comes to her, you want to strengthen yourself to, you know, what you associate with masculine energy and what you associate with feminine energy, and be neutral to both, really. That's really the key. If you can be both when if you can be one when it's appropriate, you could be the other when that's appropriate, then that's really the strength of knowing that and being able to do that.
And I'm just getting to put in here, because I'm getting this would be strong for not only for Chelsea, but for, you know, most people, like the importance of having balance between your masculine and feminine is also really on a physical level in your body when there's an evenness that we're able to have better health, better fitness, have, you know, make stronger choices mentally in all ways when we have that balance. And one way that I have found with my clients when I'm working with them to get in touch with this is you could even ask your masculine side, your male side, what it wants from your female side. And then you could ask your female side what it wants from your masculine side. And when we do that and we kind of think of it in that way, it just seems easier for a lot of people to get in touch with. Just wanted to check in with you, Chelsea. Where are you at now? How are you feeling?
I'd say about a two. One or two, yeah.
A two? Okay. One or two. Yeah. You feel better though, right?
Yes. Yeah.
About, yeah, calmer. Can you feel that calm that you have now?
Yes.
Yeah, it's different. And so, Phil, is there any last shifts that you wanted to?
Sure. So, again, I mean, I would take a step back at times before you express your emotions, not just express them all as you feel. Sometimes just, again, ask yourself quickly, consciously, will this serve my purpose? Will this bring me closer? Will this improve the situation if I express? If it doesn't, then don't express it. It's okay to bite your tongue about certain things. Not every emotion has to be expressed in life. If we all did that, then we'd all be just arguing all the time. So some of them are worth it. Some of them are not. Pick your battles in many sense. And don't take things so personally. Just remember that everybody's going through things, not just you. Be aware of your emotions. Be aware of your individual diet, you know, who you are as a person. At the same time, don't be caught up in all your emotions and define yourself by the emotions that you're going through.
Good advice. Okay. How is it now there, Chelsea?
I feel a lot better now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we just strengthen that. And one thing that I have found also that is very beneficial for people is just the knowledge that when you know, rather than biting your tongue, that might hurt, that you could put it on the roof of your mouth. And that automatically connects like the conceptual channels and the governing channels in your body and connects you to source energy. And when you have your tongue on the roof of your mouth, so that stops you from talking.
Yeah.
That moment. And then you can get into that place where you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth and you recognize that now you're connected to your source energy. And that you're not going to say, talking with your tongue on the roof of your mouth is almost impossible. So it does two things at once. And so then when you do express yourself, that you'll be expressing yourself from an authentic place, connected to source energy, 100% in your power, rather than speaking like out of reaction, as Phil was saying. So how is that feeling to you now?
Yeah, it feels good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. I could, thank you.
So thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, this, Phil, so this really is kind of what we really wanted to get across.
right.
You know, in this show today, we wanted to really share these patterns with people that aware that they have within themselves. We have a couple minutes before the break. Is there anything you'd like to say about that before we take the next caller?
Sure. I mean, I would just say to the caller, who, if she's still listening, that, I mean, this kind of work that we do, I mean, might be a good avenue for her, because it's good to notice like the emotions that come up. But in our line of work, what we do is that we keep, I use the word neutralize. We use the word neutralize a lot. So we keep neutralizing, in the sense, those emotions as they come up, rather than get into the story of them, we neutralize that. And as far as the personality stuff that I mentioned, personalities and the types and stuff like that, yeah, it's interesting. I'm learning more myself about all this. And I find that as we get into this, we understand that people go through these themes, you know, so people who share certain personality traits go through similar themes and issues. So it's easy to identify people in groups. Like, okay, if these people come off introverted or extroverted, and then other things that go along with personality and stuff, then you can start to evaluate, you know, hey, you know, this, these people are similar. They can, you know, use this correction if you'd like.
I think
it's very helpful. Yeah.
We have to take a quick break here. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com. If you're interested in energy with the cards and paintings, and also information regarding the Energy Upgrade Online program, you can find that all on Funny, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and all social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back, and we'll take some more calls, 1-800-930-2899. Let's shift your life story into better.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I have Phil Free with me here today. Phil and I are working on communication and using our skills in communicating so that we don't fall for the knee-jerk reactions. And we do have a caller here, Janelle from Canada. Are you there, Janelle?
Hi, Colette. Hi, Colette.
Hello, Janelle.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
How are you today? Oh, good, good. You know, what can Phil and I do for you today?
I'm struggling with a few different things right now. Not sure really where to start. I've been struggling with being able to control or manage my anxiety and depression. And as a result, it has caused my marriage to break down. So yeah, it's just been a huge struggle.
Okay. Okay, take a deep breath. And just, can you tell me on a scale from 0 to 10, how where you are, 10 being the worst right now?
Probably a 9.
Okay, it seems to be a 9 day. Just breathe. And, you know, Phil, I can already feel working in the background here. So, Phil, what's going on here?
Okay, so I'll touch on the word anxiety that she used first. So we're just, yeah, having her breathe is a good way to to tone down the anxiety, basically. So that's a big part of it, actually, for you, is just being aware of your breath. Let's just be neutral to being aware of your breath in general, much, you know, just more. And when I say being aware of your breath, it's not like you have to think about it. I just mean, like, especially if your breath is not flowing or not balanced, in a sense. That's when you want to notice that and just take a deep breath and then calm it down. So as far as anxiety, it's just like also we're going to just strengthen that. That's a fear of the future most of the time. So a lot of times, you know, it's people who anticipate the worst situation. It's kind of pessimist kind of attitude. So you feel like you have pessimistic thoughts a lot?
Yeah.
Janelle? Yeah.
Okay, so let's just strengthen that. So it's kind of like with the previous caller, was the emotions that that person was going through a lot. Well, and I was saying that that person didn't need to believe all the emotions that were coming up. You, it's like you don't have to believe all these thoughts of the future, these anxious thoughts. A lot of it, you're going to find, you know, you become more aware of yourself, your energy, is that the thoughts we put a lot of energy into are the ones creating. So whether they're what we want or whether they're our fear. So if you don't want to create things that you are afraid of, it's not about avoiding or suppressing it or anything like that. It's not giving it unnecessary energy either. Okay. So you don't need to anticipate that the worst is always going to happen. Okay. So this gets you in a frame of mind where you cover the bases if you want. You can cover the bases of your goals. And when you're more practical about covering certain bases, then it leaves less up to chance, less to be anxious about. That would relieve some of your anxiety.
Janelle, can I just check in? Yeah. Can I just check in with you and see how you're doing?
Probably a 6 or 7.
Okay, so it's going down. As soon as you were speaking about the, as soon as you word used the word anxiety, I could feel, and I can still feel it. It's a sensation in my throat. Is that where you feel? Where do you in your body? Where do you feel the anxiety?
My chest.
Yeah, see, but what I'm getting is that the weakness is actually coming up from the sacral chakra to the heart chakra to the throat chakra. And so just strengthening those three in a triad so that they're all strong to each other, so that these three chakras, so that, you know, when you take a breath and you breathe, and then you get in touch with what you want to say from your heart, you know, and then being able to express it in the words that you want to use. And what Phil was saying about when he was talking about, you know, the verbalization or the no verbalization, when we have fears and we give more power to our fears by using words to express that. And we get kind of into a pattern of using the same old words is what's coming up for you. So we just want to strengthen you that, you know, you are allowed to use to, I mean, it's a good thing that you are expressing yourself. It's, you know, it's more about the expression being more neutral is what I'm getting. And so what Phil was saying about the suppression is really important to acknowledge for people. You don't want to suppress your feelings or your emotions. You want to acknowledge them, but you don't have to feel them for a long, long, long time. So it just strengthens you that, you know, you start noticing the indications in your body I'm getting that you're about to do that, you know, and that you could allow your body to help you calm this just by breathing I'm getting would be the number one. And now that you have been kind of more conscious of your breathing, and with these shifts, like, where are you at now?
Maybe a 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Phil, what else here?
Okay, so just getting some basic strength. So just getting your energy centered, stable, and balanced. Like right now, it's like there's a lot of dependency issues coming up where you feel like you're dependent on a lot of other people. So we're just going to strengthen you to become okay with that, but also to be okay with being independent, all right? I'm not encouraging you to, you know, I'm not saying that means that you need to make one decision or another in your relationship status. I'm just saying that from an energy standpoint, we all want to be able to work as a team with others and to be strong working, you know, on things by ourselves. So in our own energy, in other words. But right now, your own energy, you know, you can stand stronger in your own energy, is what I'm sensing, all right? Your voice can come out a lot louder and clearer, and probably even your posture is what I'm getting. So let's just strengthen all those things, okay? It's not a criticism or anything, whether those things are there or not. It's just, you gotta start in yourself. It's not always, you know, it's not necessarily by fixing the outside first that you're going to feel better about yourself. There's just fundamental things about yourself that you want to get strong with, like breathing, standing, like taking in food and drink, and that, you know, make sure your digestion is well, good, and your elimination is good, and things like that. Just that you're basically functioning well as a human being, first and foremost. And taking good care of yourself.
And what's coming up as soon as you said that is structure. Like, you know, I'm not feeling safe on this world at this time. Left foot to right foot to left foot. A lot of people are feeling that energy right now today. And so we're just going to strengthen that for you, that, you know, you're in the right place at the right time, and that, you know, you're creating your own reality. So every thought you have, every step you take, you have control over that, even though you don't necessarily have control over what others are doing around you. And I'm just getting that when things around you seem to be out of control or things are spinning out of control, that causes you to go into this place where you lose control before they do, because then at least you'll know what's going to happen. That's what's coming up. So we just want to clear that you don't have to react for others either. You can just, you know, express your feelings, and you don't have to try to express other people's feelings out of a lack of a feeling of control. And so just strengthen that for you, that, you know, you have the ability to do this, and that you can go to this calm place within yourself very quickly, very efficiently, very easily. And, you know, the tongue on the roof of the mouth thing, that would work really well in this instance also. You know, can we just check in with you again, Janelle? Where are you at?
Probably at a 1 or a 2.
A 2 now? Okay, Phil, we're almost there. What else?
Well, it sounds stronger anyway.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, a lot of it is just being composed also. Just, you know, it's like, sometimes we have, you know, when we're falling apart as children, when we're emotional or something, you know, like maybe if somebody tells us in a calm and loving way to compose ourselves, like that kind of energy, just not harsh, not mean, nothing like that. But it's okay for you to tell yourself to compose yourself is what I'm getting. You know, it's like not necessarily expecting some older person, your parent or somebody else, you know, at this point, you know, you're probably, you know, old enough yourself in your life, not that you're old, but supposing you're old, is what I'm saying. And as an adult, you know, it's okay to start or to do that for yourself more. That, you know, hey, you know, if you feel down, you can pick yourself up. You don't need to wait for somebody, or you need to sulk in what you're going through. You can pick yourself up. You can do what I just suggest, go put the tongue on the roof of your mouth. You can put your attention on your midline. When something comes up that bothers you, you have an anxious thought. All right. And a lot of, and the sense of theme of the show is also, you know, knee-jerk reactions. Just notice that, yes, a lot of our reactions are knee-jerk reactions. So like I was saying to the previous caller, is this, you know, worth believing? Is it not worth believing? Is it worth expressing? Is it not worth expressing? And again, I mean, ask yourself, will this bring me closer to what I want? And will this make the situation better overall? And if it does, then, you know, maybe, but if not, probably not.
Thank you, Phil, for this is beautiful. This, you know, the people that are phoning into the show are really expressing what we wanted to talk about today. And thank you, Janelle, for calling in. If you continue listening, I'm getting, you'll start feeling more and more neutral here. We're going to take a quick break here because it's that time. And when we come back, we have another caller from Atlanta, Georgia. And so this is Colette Marie Stephan with Phil Free. And we'll be right back after this short break.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Mm-hmm.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth Is Funny. I have Phil Free on the show today with me. I just wanted to say thank you to people for all the beautiful comments about The Truth Is Funny book and now the Life Sparks book and the magazine. So we've got. I seem to be finding more and more ways to communicate, Phil. But I wanted to get people to show you, or to for you to tell them your contact information here.
Sure. whatphil@hotmail.com. whatphil@hotmail.com.
All right. Thank you. And we are going to put Marcus from Atlanta, Georgia, on. Are you there, Marcus?
Yes. How you doing, Colette and Phil?
Very well. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I heard you speaking about communication, and I've always had a fear of public speaking, and I want to know, could you shift some energy around it so you feel more comfortable, you know, in a public,
sure,
public setting? Yes.
Okay, when you think about speaking in public on a scale 0 to 10, 10 being like how scared you are and the worst, and 0 being neutral, where are you?
Wow, I would say about a 10.
Okay. Phil, you want to talk about this?
Sure. Well, for one, let's just get your perception a little bit clearer, because for one, I mean, you're braver than you're giving yourself credit for, because you're publicly speaking right now. So.
And on this crazy show. I think you're down to a 1 now. Because I was getting that you like public speaking and it triggers you when you're not. Phil, what else are you getting here?
Well, yeah, I would say you're not entirely incorrect there. part of it is the fear of the reaction of others. You know, there's in this time, you know, there's so many reactions when people express their opinion, you know, on social media or whatever. And it's, you know, there's so much reaction, whether you express something seemingly harmless or not, a lot of times. So let's get that, like, the fear of the reaction, let's get that changed. So we're going to change the energy around that, so that you're a little, like, a little more thick-skinned, because, you know, when it comes to public speaking, there is some of that required.
Because, especially
it's like
if you're
being a comedian.
Or a politician.
Yeah, like, comedians, right, sure, politicians, about, like, comedians with hecklers and things like that, you know? They got to roll with it. And if they don't, then, you know, the show starts to break down. So those, you know, roll with those situations that come up the best. Those are the ones, you know, actually use that confrontation as a means even funnier or better.
Okay.
So for you, it's just being, you know, capable of handling any challenge that anybody throws at you. If you were publicly speaking, if they were to challenge you with something, you had, like, the information that answer what they're looking for, or that put them in their place if they're giving you, you know, negative information themselves, things like that.
Marcus, so can we check with you? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go for
yeah.
It.
I just wanted to get a see if the baseline's changing.
Oh, definitely.
What
I think it's down to maybe about a 5 now. Yeah, I felt a little better about the situation.
Yeah, the reason I'm laughing is because, you know, I avoid talking politics at all on the show here, because it really doesn't, it's not what I really want to put time into. But because we've just had the election in the States, I'm getting there's some fear around that about public speaking for a lot of people right now. And so we just strengthen everybody to that fear of, you know, speaking in public, not speaking in public, being heard, not being heard, being listened to, not being listened to. There's a lot of those kinds of things coming up. Phil, what else are you getting?
Right. So, yeah, I think you're onto something there. And just touching on that, along with the theme of our show, is that a lot of it is that we're not even listening to each other when people are communicating. And I think we've gotten to this point in this country where people aren't really even listening to the words or the points that people are making so much as they're just looking at the emotion with which it's being expressed. And if they sense that, hey, you're not expressing my point of view and there's an emotion to it, then I better have my counter emotion, you know, ready, you know, as a reaction. So it kind of becomes this emotional battle rather than a communication for information. Like, oh, wait, you know, let me consider your information. Okay, now you consider my information. Okay, let's see, you know, if how we can get the best out of both of this or out of all the point of views. And so we don't think that way enough. We just think, oh, well, you don't have the same opinion as me. You must be wrong and you must be a jerk and that kind of thing. So like getting out of that sort of knee-jerk reaction of things. And so, you know, as it applies to right now, yeah, you know, we want to express ourselves, but we don't want to do it in a way where, we're going to sit here and like get really emotional about our point of view and stuff. I feel at this time is probably a time where it's great for people to express themselves. Same time, not be so attached to their point of view. Understand that there's validity to their point of view, but there's also validity to other people's point of view. So can we listen to each other and not just get all upset because we disagree about a certain thing?
How's that feeling for you right now, Marcus?
Wow, that's amazing. You know what, Colette, I was going to ask you, could you shift some energy around the election, too? That's so funny that you brought that up because there's so much energy, especially within my family, about the election, and a lot of people are upset. And it's funny that you mentioned that about the election. But, yeah, I feel a lot better. It's down to like a 201.
Yeah, thank you, because you're expressing for many people right now what a lot of the fears are right now. And we, you know, we can get in touch with those and we can shift them. So thank you for calling in. We do have one more caller. We have like maybe a couple minutes for this next caller. And this is Raul from Seattle. Are you there, Raul? Hello? Oops. We don't have time for that, Phil. No, we just ran out of time on Radio Land here, but we do have time for you to give like a last thought here around this subject.
Sure. So, mm-hmm. Right. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people who want to react to a lot of things that come up in the media. Obviously, some big media events yesterday going into this morning. And there's media events every day, though, you know, whether it comes from politics, sports, entertainment, anything. So we want to be neutral to, you know, not just reacting to the information we hear without knowing a lot. A lot of times we just get a sensationalist headline and we don't even know the full story a lot of times, or we react before we know the whole story. So, you know, we want constructive communication and practical communication. And in order for that to happen, you know, we need to get out of this knee-jerk reaction that we've gotten so accustomed to. It's just not helping us.
Thank you. You know, this has been a beautiful show. I feel that a lot of shifting has gone on and that I want to thank the callers that called in and were brave enough to speak in public about their concerns. And, you know, as we all look inward and look for answers within ourselves and become strong as individuals within ourselves, then we present ourselves in a strong way and we allow others to be strong around us. So let's all go there and wishing everybody a beautiful, beautiful day. It's a gorgeous day here in Kelowna, BC. And we'll be back next week and we will have a show again, shifting some more energy. This time it will be with Garnet Schulhauser. We'll be right back next week, Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.